Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Dreamland, a novel by Nicholas Sparks. Is an evocative tale that blends themes of love, hope, and the bittersweet realities of life. As one of America's most beloved storytellers, Sparks crafts another mesmerizing narrative, this time weaving together the lives of two very different individuals searching for meaning and connection. Set against the backdrop of rural North Carolina, the story follows Colby Mills, a small-town farmer with aspirations beyond his family's land, and Morgan Lee, an aspiring musician chasing her dreams. Their chance meeting sets the stage for a poignant romance, but as with all of Sparks' novels, the idyllic moments are shadowed by secrets, choices, and fate. Meanwhile, a parallel storyline follows Beverly, a woman on the run from her turbulent past, whose journey intertwines with Colby and Morgan in unimaginable ways. With his signature style, Sparks draws readers into a deeply emotional exploration of ambition, vulnerability, and the enduring quest for happiness. Dreamland invites readers to ponder their own hopes and the sacrifices made for love, reminding us of life's unpredictable yet beautiful journey. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dreams and aspirations. At the heart of Dreamland lies the universal theme of chasing one's dreams. Colby Mills, raised in a rural community, is torn between loyalty to his family's farm and his passion for music. Sparks skillfully depicts Colby's internal struggle as he battles expectations and the practicalities of daily life against his longing for artistic fulfillment. Similarly, Morgan Lee, who hails from a privileged background in Chicago, yearns to make her mark as a singer-songwriter. Their time together reinforces the idea that pursuing one's goals often demands courage, self-reflection, and sometimes, compromise. By presenting both characters at vulnerable crossroads, the novel explores the tension between stability and aspiration, illustrating how dreams can shape, and sometimes disrupt, the trajectory of one's life. Secondly, the nature of love and connection. Sparks is renowned for capturing the complexities of love and relationships, and Dreamland is no exception. The romance between Colby and Morgan unfolds against the backdrop of their personal struggles and aspirations. Their bond grows swiftly yet believably, rooted in shared passions and mutual respect. The narrative delves into the idea that true connection can transform and heal, but also exposes the risks involved in opening one's heart. Sparks also introduces love in its many forms, not just romantic, but familial and self-love, as exemplified by Beverly's devotion to her son and her efforts to protect him. These layers add depth, showing that love is multifaceted and can be both a source of incredible joy and profound struggle. Thirdly, resilience and overcoming adversity. Dreamland does not shy away from difficult topics such as loss, abuse, and the challenges that emerge in both rural and urban settings. Beverly's storyline in particular is a testament to the power of resilience. As a mother fleeing an abusive relationship, Beverly's journey is fraught with peril and uncertainty. Sparks gives voice to her fears and her fierce determination to provide safety and a better life for her child. Her narrative runs parallel to Colby and Morgan's, serving as a stark reminder of the unseen battles others face. The novel emphasizes that strength is often found in the face of overwhelming obstacles, highlighting how resilience can lead to eventual healing and transformation. Fourthly, family ties and responsibilities. Family plays a pivotal role throughout the novel, influencing decisions and shaping characters' destinies. Colby's deep bond with his family, particularly his mother, anchors him to the farm and defines much of his identity and obligations. The tension between following one's path and fulfilling familial duties is sensitively portrayed, prompting readers to reflect on their own responsibilities. Morgan, too, navigates her relationship with her parents, striving to honor their dreams for her while forging her own. Beverly's plotline is the most overtly dramatic depiction of family, centered on sacrifice and maternal love. The novel underscores the idea that family, in all its forms, demands loyalty and can be both a source of strength and an obstacle to personal freedom. Lastly, fate, choices, and the unexpected. Dreamland ultimately delves into the interplay of fate and free will. Sparks masterfully crafts a web of seemingly coincidental events, leading to the intertwining of Colby, Morgan, and Beverly's lives. The book questions whether life's outcomes are predestined or shaped by the decisions we make. Through the twists and turns of each character's journey, readers are invited to contemplate how small choices reverberate, sometimes with life-altering consequences. The narrative's surprises keep readers engaged, reinforcing the message that life is unpredictable, sometimes cruel, yet often offering unexpected beauty and hope. In conclusion, Dreamland. A novel will resonate most deeply with readers who appreciate poignant storytelling, heartfelt romance, and thoughtfully drawn characters facing significant crossroads in their lives. Fans of Nicholas Sparks's earlier works will find comfort in his familiar style, a mix of hope and heartache, coupled with relatable, multidimensional protagonists. However, the novel also stands out for its exploration of darker themes, such as domestic abuse and the pursuit of personal safety, giving it a layer of urgency that distinguishes it from typical romance offerings. If you are someone who values stories that probe the complexities of ambition, love, and family, Dreamland offers much to contemplate. The book's dual narrative structure keeps the pacing lively while exploring how even strangers' lives can become inextricably linked. Sparks' depiction of resilience in the face of adversity, particularly through Beverly's harrowing journey, reminds readers of the unpredictable challenges that shape who we become. What sets Dreamland apart from other novels is the way Nicholas Sparks marries his trademark romance with suspense and real-world issues, achieving a delicate balance that leaves readers both moved and thoughtful. Purchasing this book is not just buying a love story, it's investing in a narrative that mirrors life's uncertainties and triumphs, encouraging empathy and introspection. If you are seeking a book that will linger in your mind, inspire hope, and provide comfort in times of change, Dreamland is an essential addition to your collection. If you would like to support Nicholas Sparks, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.